Hello, welcome to the Oz Wargamer. I'm your host, Rob, and today, me and Darren are doing Darren's List Diaries number 10.
Number 10. Yes, number 2 of the weekly show. Number 10, double digits. Whoop, whoop.
This is also the side project, which is Outlander Seasons 1 to 2, the podcast.
I have managed to not watch any of that since we last
Same. But I'd like to clarify what got said last year. I quite like Outlander last week. I like it. I'm excited to find out what happens.
More and more. There were just a few scenes with Randall that I could do without.
And I managed to speak to Mr. Dark Fantastic Mills yesterday, who's Scottish, and now I want a kilt. So very much looking forward to that. I just want to say a big thank you to anyone who is listening. If you want to find the list that's talked about, or you want to find a link to support Darren by buying him a coffee or send him some notes or me, all of those will be in the show notes below. And of course, thank you to the Small Gamer Patreon people who make it so that I can do this for a living. Right, Dazza, how have you been?
I'm very well. I'd like to really, I got sent a lot of love from the previous podcast. Sorry for any tears I may have caused. I think hopefully this show will be devoid of them, but it was very, me and Alex are very touched. So thank you very much. Frank came home a couple of days ago. His ashes were returned to us. And since then we've found a great deal more peace, certainly me. So, thank you very much for that. Aside from that, I'm in full-on isolation, having being an asthmatic, and I have been since we last spoke. So I've very rarely gone outside. Haven't quite got cabin fever yet. I've settled into quite a nice little routine. And I've got loads of my Seraphon painted. I got Croak done last night, and I'm really pleased with him. So yeah,
That on Twitter. Like, is this the thing that will finally make you finish off an army, Darren?
Well, yeah, I've got 19 models to go.
Oh my god, I'm so excited. Hashtag the countdown. You got this going.
Yeah, I've got some handlers to do, a salamander to do, and some skinks to do, and then we're pretty much 2,000 points on the nose. It's the bondage bonanza list that we spoke about in the special.
Oh, nice.
Put my money where my mouth is. I'll be running that ASAP. Itching to get a game. Oh my god, itching.
It's gonna be a while, but yeah, I can understand that. I'm currently, while we're talking, I'll be painting up some pink horrors, and has been the hobby that I've been going through, if and when I can get to it. But obviously doing the daily stream streaks has been good fun, but taking up a portion of the time. But yeah, I'm very much looking forward to finishing off an army, or maybe all of the armies by the time this is all over, which is exciting. And Games Workshop announcing that they're not going to be releasing any product for 2 months means I can't even buy anything new, which is a huge bonus for me.
It's forcing us to open our cupboards and go into our lofts, isn't it, to find hobby. But that's a good thing.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's good. Right, so the beginning of last week we asked for a whole bunch of people to send us lists and ideas, write some up on the Honest Wargamer website, and have people done that, Darren?
Yeah, I've been reached out over Facebook and Twitter and WhatsApp, and we've been sent about 8 lists, which I think is really, really good. That's not bad for our first one. So we'll save that, the listeners list, at the end. But it coincides quite nicely with what I wanted to talk about anyway today with our list as well. But yeah, so anyone that has written one, I can't select you all. So I do apologize. We'd be here all day. thank you for your efforts. I really enjoyed reading through them. And yeah, keep them coming. Absolutely.
And I'm going to include them all in the links below. So if you want to go and find those lists, but you can always just go and on the Honest Wargamer website, search by new, and go and check some of those lists out. You can even leave comments, which is cool. So get some feedback, have conversations with the list writers. I'm sure people will like that. That'd be rad.
Some of the feedback I got was that people just enjoyed doing them, and sort of they were saying thank you for inspiring me to do this. I really enjoyed doing them as well. So if you are bored in isolation, it's always good to get your thoughts out on paper, or, you know, virtual paper at least anyway. So do share the wealth.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. Share the wealth. So Darren, what would you like to talk about today?
So I would like to talk about marauders, specifically Maggotkin marauders, because they are fucking bonkers, aren't they?
Okay. Marauders are pretty good anyway.
So they're so good, but I don't feel that we're seeing enough of them and we should. And we should certainly be seeing them in, certainly should be seeing them in Maggotkin. Do you remember in the Seraphon special, we discussed Ripocalypse and how you could do about 40 to 45 mortal wounds to a unit in one turn?
Yes.
Well, I've got a list here that could double that, triple that, quadruple that. And then I've got a couple of ideas of how you could times that by 6 or 7 times. So that's mortal-tastic, isn't it? So I'll take you through the list. At the end of this as well, I'm going to do a little another challenge. So who can beat how many mortal wounds this army can do in one turn from one unit. But I'll get to that afterwards. So we've got it's called, it's very topical, Blades of Corona. Because I'm fucking original. The Great Unclean One, he's got a Bile Blade, a Doomsday Bell. The Command Trait, he's a general. Grandfather's Blessing, and he's got Favoured Poxes. Got Chaos Lord of Nurgle, Reaper Blade, Demon Bound Steel. He's got the Artifact. Oh, we're not from the Realm of Heesh. Woohoo! I've done it.
I mean, that's big. That's big for you.
I'm trying to wean myself off it. We're from the Fiery Realm. Is it Akshi? Akshai?
Yeah.
So he's got Thermal Rod of Cloak.
Oh, okay. Excited. What, the Lord, the Great and Clean One?
No, the Chaos Lord. The Chaos Lord.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, that's not that's not exciting. You want the great?
No, it's still exciting. I just pictured having a great unclean one with a cloak made of flyer and fire, and the entire picture was just very funny in my head. I was like, yeah, that works.
Well, you've got loads of time. You can create. I'm sure you've got a greater demon of Nurgle kicking about. You could sort that out. Got a Chaos Sorcerer Lord with Plague Squall, but you're never using that. We've also then got a couple of the Warcry. Units. So we've got a Fecula Flyblown. I believe that's a lady. She's got Blades of Putrefaction. We've got Grashnek Felhoof as an ally. Dark Oath Chieftain as an ally. Then we've got 40 Chaos Marauders with the Mark of Nurgle axes. 40 Chaos Marauders with the Mark of Nurgle axes. 5 Chaos Warriors with the Mark of Nurgle hand weapon and shield. And then we've got the two Worm Spats that come with Flyblown and 5 Grashnek's Despoilers. Their allies, and then Chaos Warshrine with the Mark of Nurgle. Got the Doom Sigil, the Eightfold Doom Sigil as a endless spell, Umbral Spell Portal, and an extra command point. So that doesn't look like a great deal on paper, does it? You've got some units there people have probably never seen on a table before in their Flyblown, and I think we've seen it. I've seen a couple of Felhoofs knocking about before, but let me sort of put this together for you. So firstly, Blades of Putrefaction is great, isn't it? Any roll of a 6 to hit is a mortal wound. And I won the... I'll do a little subtle flex here. I won the London GT a couple of years ago using Marauders, and specifically because in their big numbers, they get +1 to hit, and their new War Scrolls still got that. And they've now got 2 attacks on their profile. They only used to have 1. So now that unit of 40... Those units of 40 have got 80 attacks, 81 attacks. That's nuts. And any 5, you cast that spell on them, any 5 to hit is going to be a mortal wound. So that's cracking, isn't it? So you need straight away, that's a very small part of the combo, and you're already messing up Half-Guard Berserkers, Mortec Guard, you know, anyone else, etc. So that's quite nice. Grashnek Felhoof has got a spell on his profile. Pick a unit within 18 inches, and they are +1 to hit for your entire army. So you could then potentially get that up to your guys on a 4+ doing mortal wounds. So that's 40 mortal wounds from a unit. So that's pretty sexy, isn't it? but then there's a new spell, the Eightfold Doom Sigil from the Slaves to Darkness, and that is if anything's died around it on a 3+, pick a unit that's holy within 18 inches, they can get an additional attack. Now, it doesn't happen straight away. You've got to sort of wait a turn. You've got to set that up, but that means that you could get 3 attacks each on your Marauders, so they could have 121 attacks when they go in that are mortal wounding on 4s.
Wow.
Now, you combine that with the Chaos Sorcerer Lord's spell, reroll hits and wounds, that 60 mortal wounds becomes 90. Or if you have, if you fail to cast that on a 3+, the Chaos War Shrine can do its undivided prayer on them, and they get to reroll all hits and all wounds as well. It's just vomit.
That's a lot. That's a lot, and that's. And there's not including the other bonuses that the War Shrine brings to the table as well. Like, it also brings that DPR save, which is decent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just nuts. But that's not it. So the reason the Chaos Lord's got the Thermal Rider cloak is his command ability then lets that unit pile into ice.
Wow, that's crazy.
So what's that? So let me just recap. That's 121, 60. That's 90 mortal wounds, potentially twice. I mean, that takes a ridiculous amount of setup, and it's probably never going to happen because your opponent's never going to leave a unit within 3 inches for them to attack, all of them to attack again. But it is...
But to be fair, you've got a very wide frontage. Mm. So what you could do is, you know, you could hit 20 in one place, 20 in the other, because you don't need all of that in one place unless you are hitting Hearthguard Berserkers. So you can attack a very wide frontage very quick. Although you have to be wholly within 12 of the Chaos Lord. Is that right? Yeah. To pile an attack again?
Yeah. See, that's what I say. It takes a bit of.
I mean, but you can still have a frontage of 24 inches, which is pretty decent.
Yeah, and they're on 25mm bases, aren't they? So you only need two ranks to get all those attacks out potentially. Because we're a Nurgle as well, we can run and charge near the Fanny Tree, near the Dirty Fanny Tree. So what we got?
Yes.
Move 6. The Great Unclean One's there with his bell, giving them +3 move. So that's movement 9. You can, using the Grandfather's spell, or, you know, poking himself with his bile blade, getting +1 to cast, and then trying to manipulate the dial to +2 move. So they could be movement 11, and then they can run 6, which would be, and they get +1 to that as well for being marauders. So that would be
17.
18. 18.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah. And then when they charge, I can go another 13, because they get +1 to charge as well. So that's a 31-inch threat range from 40 dudes that hit on. That hit on twos essentially, but any 4+ does a mortal wound.
And they're your battle line.
it's just glorious. So the reason we've got like Fecular Fly blown in there, I'm not 100% sure on this, but I believe this is correct. So Grashnak Felhoof, he comes with another unit, and they go down as two separate drops, right? Mm-hmm. And I imagine they count as two separate units for purposes of allies. So if we want Felhoof and the Dark Oath Chieftain, who I'll get to in a moment, that means we need at least 12 units. So Flyblown is a way of getting two units into your list for really good value. It's much better than if you had a Chaos Sorcerer, you know, the Nurgle one that's 120 points, and then had like a Chaos Spawn, for example, because over the normal Chaos Sorcerer, Fecular Flyblown's got an additional save. She's got a 4+ save rather than a 5. She's got an extra wound. And then near her, a couple of Blight Kings, who are better than a Chaos Spawn, let's say, you know, for comparison. If she takes a wound within 3 inches of them and a 4+, she fucks it off onto them. So you've got to do 14 wounds to her, you know, through her 4+ save before she's dying. So it's just a way of keeping that threat from the Blades of Putrefaction, you know, in the game a lot longer than if you had it on like a shitty Chaos Sorcerer or something. So I just think 180 points, she's actually really good value. Also, once a game, she can cast two spells. So it's cracking, really, because we want to be doing Umbral Spell Portal and then using Grashnak's +1 to hit spell, you know, through the portal on the first turn. So you're going to be able to put +1 to hit on a unit and get your marauders across the board 31 inches if there is a big unit, a tasty Mortec Guard for them to charge into, because you would absolutely twat them with that combo.
Potentially two blocks of Mortec Guard. Like, you know.
Fuck them up.
Yeah. Now, they're going down.
The Dark Oath Chieftain's in here as well, because not only can we attack again, the Dark Oath Chieftain's command ability is cultists or marauders within 12 inches when they die, they can attack.
Well, so Death Frenzy. Yeah! Is ability or command ability?
Command ability, which is why I've got an extra command point. So we can use two in the first turn if we need be. It's just a nice little bit of tech that will help you out against those Half-Guard Berserkers that go first. You know, they think they're all fucking clever, you know, sitting there with their 20 models, swinging twice, you know, four up save, four up after save, whatever. But they'd still just be fucking dead to this, you know. They'd kill it. It's a decent exchange, isn't it? 40 more orders for 20 Half-Guard Berserkers, I think.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. Because, you know, you also outbody them as well. Like, they'll absolutely go through you, but each one of those is super valuable. And they want to keep them on the tabletop for as long as possible.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. What I quite like,
they also provide a screen for the characters. That's one of the things as well. So if you can chew through a unit and get towards the meaty characters, the whole thing falls apart, which I really like.
You've got a couple of choices. You don't necessarily need to go for the plus one, you know, the reroll hits and wounds from the Chaos War Shrine. If you manage to get the spell off that allows you to reroll hits and wounds from the Chaos Sorcerer Lord, then you can choose some of the other prayers that the War Shrine does. The Chaos Sorcerer Lord is going to allow one of your units to reroll armor saves. So you could choose the Chaos War Shrine's Nurgle one, which is plus one reroll wounds, but also plus one to your armor save. So that unit of 40, you know, that you've made hard as fuck, they could have a four up save with a reroll as well. Makes them as good as, you know, generic Mortec Guard there outside of Petrifex Elite. So that's pretty decent as well. You know, you've got some options. What I like about this style of list is there's lots of ways to tech it. You don't need the Dark Oath Chieftain, perhaps, if you're not fighting against anyone that always goes first. So yep. you could drop the Sorcerer Lord. You could pop in Sail, for example. Then you've got a unit as an ally, because then you've got a unit that could teleport. Marauders have got that excellent ability. Change one of your dice to a six, haven't you, when you charge?
Yes, so good.
So good. So this unit is just, you know, just going through the roof. I was discussing this. I sent this across to a couple of people beforehand. You know, just, oh, look, I've got this cool idea. This unit does, you know, 90 mortal wounds. And then Ben Saville was like, oh, we're on the same page. I just don't have the sigil in my list. I've got a one drop. I've been putting it into a plague touch list. And he mentioned the Glockkin. Now, if you change the list slightly, if 90 mortal wounds isn't enough, then here's the challenge. This is my how many mortal wounds a single unit that I know of can do in one go.
Game.
So got the Glockkin with the Blades of Putrefaction, a Chaos Lord, a Chaos Sorcerer Lord times two, Fell Hoof, 40 Marauders, 5 Chaos Warriors, 2 Spawn, Grash Next to Spoilers, and the Plague Touch Warband. So this is a 4-drop list, and obviously it's got the Sigil and Cogs. You take Cogs because you're going to lose the Bell from the Great Unclean One. That's just a way of keeping your speed. But the Glockkin's command ability is everyone within 40 inches gets plus one attack. So you could have a unit of 40 Marauders with 161 attacks that wound on fours that have got reroll hits and wounds.
That's bonkers.
It's
yeah,
and that is and it's, it, 120 mortal wounds times two, so potentially 240 mortal wounds from one unit from one round of combat.
Decent, which is why minuses to hit. We talked about it before. At one point, the sixes do mortal wounds game was a very scary part of Age of Sigmar. Mm-hmm. We don't generally aren't in the world, the plus one to hit world that we previously were in, which is nice. Because there was a stage, but that's why there are so many minuses to hit inside the game. Or I think that there are so many minuses to hit inside the game, and why we always, because of things like this. So like whenever we've talked on the show before about if you can always get one minus in your list, which is Geminids, and I always encourage people to do so. But you know, as soon as you can start getting two in there, like Zeench Demons, Grots, you know, just you're just turning up and being minus one to hit. That's huge. I'm not saying that's not very common a tactic anymore is what I'm trying to say, but it's why we always bang on about it when we do bring it up. Do you know what I mean?
No, I think you're right. Yeah, so you know, in that space where people have got less debuffy style armies, punish them with this. Yes.
Beat them up.
Yeah, well, this would just fucking destroy the world, wouldn't it, if it charged? The thing is, you don't need every part of these combos to go off, right? But Marauders are already bonkers enough. Just 80 dudes unsupported, you know, if you just got reroll hits and wounds off, for example, from 80 attacks, over 20 guys, they've got rend one. That's marvelous, isn't it? So even those complete perverts that are running Chaos Ascendant and they've got Plague Bearers with -2 to hit with a five up save, I'm still pretty confident 40 Marauders, you know, tooled up would take that out. And that's glorious, isn't it?
It's not an easy block to take out as well. Plus it really shows you who the true Nurgle player is at that moment. You know, don't be a non-aligned Chaos player. You pick a god, pick a lane, and get involved. I think that's completely fair. Yeah,
I wanted to just mention some other tech as well.
Yeah, go for it.
Chris Welfare got in touch a couple of weeks ago, maybe a week.
He's great. I really want to get him. I'm trying to get him on the show sometime soon.
Well, he probably rivals me in jank. He's probably even jankier. I think he's glorious. And he had this wonderful list, and it was Nurgle again. But he'd teched in. He'd allied in a Gaunt Summoner. Mm-hmm. So that with that, if you did that, you'd be able to summon some Pink Horrors in your hero phase, right? You'd then be able to. They've got a spell that gives them +1 to hit. You'd then be able to fell hoof through the Umbral Portal, +1 to hit from another unit. And then if you'd got blades off on them, they'd have 30 shots that mortal wound on fours. So that's cool. So you'd be able to, my point is, you'd be able to put 15 mortal wounds out at range if someone's thought they were clever and they've tried to hide behind screens. So I just think that's, my point is, there's loads of ways you can play with Nurgle now that are just really, really, really good. Really, really good.
And this is because of the Legion of Chaos Ascendant, right? Like the Wrath of the Ever Chosen book. That's what I mean. And they've had so many bonuses, right?
Spoken about. These are just generic Maggotkin. None of these are any of the sub factions.
Okay.
So they're really good if you've got demons or Blight Kings. You know, that's what they're designed for. Or the Plague Drones. They're all sort of centered around them, aren't they? Or the Pus Coils. Mm. Not the normal. There's nothing that really benefits the Marauders.
Apart from the Marauder rewrite. Yeah.
Well, that's just in the normal Slaves to Darkness book, though, isn't it? Not the. Is that the point you were making? Because of the Slaves to Darkness book, not the Ever Chosen book?
Yeah. I meant the Chaos releases generally. No, yeah, but yeah. I wasn't specific, and sorry. All right. So no, you've smashed it. No, I really appreciate that.
Right. So go back and explore other Chaos factions. You know, I might go back and look at Slaanesh now with Slaves to Darkness units.
Oh man, like, do you know the list that I want to run is the spellcasting Slaanesh. Mm. There's a build right there. They've got some incredible spells. They're absolutely a fun, and of course, the Chariot Slaanesh is just glorious, as stated 1,000 times, because the Herald on the Exalted Chariot is probably one of the dumbest units I've ever seen in my life. And I can absolutely understand why people run in multiples of them, because they're just incredible.
Well, absolutely. I'd like to see some lists. If anyone's got, send me some Slaanesh chariot lists. That would excite me.
Yeah, they're really, really fun. Maybe that's something we could talk about next week. Or Slaanesh spellcasting, which is also really cool.
I suppose that's a challenge. I'll get to it.
Well, it sounds really fun. It's also a dumb amount of more wounds, let's be honest. You're just going to be hammering them out, which is, there's not many things that can survive, which is good, because the game is not dominated by, and obviously there's no game at the minute, but there's a lot of Mortec Guard units out there, and there are, more importantly, a lot of Hearthguard Berserkers winning tournaments, or at least going 4-1, or there was. And I think that wouldn't really have changed as we went forward. So excited to see.
I quite like this Dark Oath Chieftain in that first list, just to give you a way of dealing with that ridiculous unit.
Yes.
I love the tech. And as well, they don't have any reach, do they, Half-Guard Berserkers or Slayers in general? So you're going to have all your key, you'll have all your key combo pieces on the board. It's just then down to your skill to set them up. So I think this would really benefit someone that's good at future planning and deployment and movement. Some clever people will make use of this. I'm pretty confident someone could pull off over 100 mortal wounds in one turn with a single unit, with, you know, using a list similar, this list or similar to.
And then going home and chuckling to themselves. Yeah. And then, you know, telling the partner or their friend, ringing the friend, adding 100 mortal wounds. They're like, what? What is what? Is that the Warhammer thing again? Like, yeah, but it was so good.
That's how I'm going to advertise this on Twitter when you send it out. I'm going to be like, one unit does 100 mortal wounds.
Oh, it's clickbait titles.
Yeah, but it's not though, is it? It's fucking, it is true.
It is true.
On that note, so I'd mentioned a little challenge. So I'm not sure if this is the greatest mortal wounding unit in the world ever. So I'd like to chat. You've got a week to, if you could create something that can do more than, what did I say the average was from Glotkin? 160 with rerolls. That's 80. So yeah, 120 mortal wounds from one round of combat. Bear in mind they could swing twice, so you'd have to beat 240 mortal wounds. If you can beat 240 mortal wounds from a single unit in one round of combat, so that's as many activations as you need for it. The rules are very simple. So you can use best case scenario. So you can say that this spell has gone off. They were in range of this spell, etc., etc.
Yep.
You've got to use averages. Okay, don't be a dick and say the best case scenario is every fucking hit hits. Don't be a dick. And if you can beat that, again, I'll buy you one of your lovely merch, your t-shirts of your choice. You've got a week to do it.
That's fun. Like, it's like, can anyone actually beat that? I'm not sure. I honestly can't. My brain goes to Plague Monks, but not anymore, I don't think. They're not the same.
Peter Atkinson, he's a really good list writer. He wrote a really cool write-up on how, I think it was him, unless I'm mistaken, you know, how far, what's the furthest a unit can go in one go, and he made like a unit of bone splitters go fucking miles.
Miles and miles.
It was really impressive. I'm pretty sure it was him, or it was other some crazy Australian, I'm sure it was. So yeah.
All right, sweet. So that list will be on the website along with a link to in the notes, obviously, as well as a link to Darren if you want to reach out to him personally. That's very fun. I really enjoy that. That's good. Okay. And I think we've seen Marauders used a bit anyway, or we were about to see them used a bit, but they are absolutely fugly models. So if a big shout out from me, if anyone's got any alternate model suggestions, I would be interested in hearing about them. Because I'd like to do some Marauder units. I was just going to just flat use gore and just be like, I'm just using gore. They've got shields, they've got weapons. They're cooler looking than the Marauder models. Why wouldn't you just... And then I've got loads of gore painted up as well. Seems like a no-brainer, right?
Yeah, or Poxwalkers from 40K. I think they'd make good Nurgle ones.
Yeah, they don't have shields, though.
But they've got pipes and shit. Their shields, their flaky skin. All their scales.
Yeah, sure. All right. Yeah. Good narrative, Darren. Good narrative.
Yeah.
But I'm looking for some sweet alternate broader models. I really am, because I think that they deserve. But I'm probably just going to go with the gore, to be honest. And then I've doubled up and I've painted a bunch of gore as well, which is sweet.
Boom. Okay. As lists go, I was really pleased with that one. I don't think I've probably done enough to explain all the individual bits, so I'm kind of assuming people have got some general knowledge on what Chaos Sorcerer Lords do, Chaos Lords do, etc. But do get in touch if you don't. And then I'd like to. So we started off. You mentioned at the beginning we're going to do like a listeners' list at the end, I got sent quite a few. And my favourite was hopefully I'm pronouncing this correct. A chat from Sweden, I believe. Ulf Erling. It's a cracker name, isn't it? Ulf. It sounds
fucking
like
Ulf. A big fan of Ulf, personally.
It sounds like he does everything with ultimate gusto, doesn't it, that name? Ulf.
Yeah. And then afterward eats a mighty steak.
He sent me an Archeon Plague Touched Warband, and he was kind enough to do a full list rundown on the Ormus Wargamers website. I won't read it word for word. I'll let everyone else sort of read that out, because obviously that'll take away the point of you going to read it if I just read it out. But I will go through the list. It is from the host of Everchosen. It's Slaves to Darkness. It's the Eighth Circle, and the general is Archeon. He's Nurgle with the Mask of Darkness, a Chaos Lord with the Thermal Rider cloak. So he had the same idea as me. Good man. And the point of it in my list is to obviously make sure it keeps up with that unit that's sort of running 30 inches across the board, so you can make sure that they pile in twice. And I imagine that's the same reason why Ulf's gone for it here. Chaos Sorcerer Lord with Ignax Scales and the Mask of Darkness. 20 Marauders, 20 Marauders, 20 Marauders, 20 Marauders, all Nurgle, all with Axe and Shields. A Chaos War Shrine, Nurgle. It's Plague Touched. It's coming in at 1970 points. Obviously, it's got an extra command point. So that's a one-drop Slave to Darkness list. And because it's got Archeon and because it's the Eighth Circle, he's going to be able to make use of that wonderful ability Archeon's got of knowing the turn order. So that just gives you so much scope. He's going to be able to make use of Archeon's ability to make units fight when they die. And he's obviously got a fuck ton of Marauders again in the list. So I think he's just made a really good. Apparently this went 4-1 at a tournament in Sweden.
Oh, awesome.
That's decent in itself, isn't it?
Swedes are fantastic gamers generally, and they always end up making a whole bunch of really great lists. I remember at Six Nations Skarbrand being run round, and thinking that was fairly unique in that environment, and was also a really decent list.
But now you see, which it was, don't you? So yeah, they were onto something.
Yeah,
I think I would change this slightly. I think I'd lose some of the Marauders in favour some Chaos Marauder cavalry, just so I could fit in the sigil and perhaps get a unit of 40 Chaos Marauders in there, just to make more use out of the Chaos Sorcerer's spell, you know, the reroll hits and wounds all on one unit. But I think the shell is definitely there, and that's a lot of Marauders that are going to be getting a lot of attacks when they die. I think I'd try and fit a sigil in there, because sigil would, you know, it's every time something dies near it, then on a 3+ you can pick a unit wholly within 18 inches and give that unit plus on attack. So you, a lot's going to be dying against this army. So you could give Archeon loads of extra attacks. You could give all those Chaos Marauders extra attacks. So I think sigil would fit in there quite nicely. But yeah, well done, Ulf. That was my favourite of the ones that have been sent in to me. And thank you ever so much for the write-up. I really enjoyed reading it. I would suggest everyone has a little look, and read through that, and send Ulf some love and thank him for the explanation.
Yeah, I will share it on the Miserable Gamer Twitter and on the Facebook page. Let some people know some great write-ups. And if you end up doing some more great write-ups, we've seen quite a few people this week have been doing some write-ups, and we've been sharing them out. So we're always keen to, if we do see them, if you just tag the Honest War Game, if you want to write one out, we'll give it a share. So just more people are exposed to it, and then jump on there and leave some comments and stuff, and use it as a place to kick off some conversation, because I think that's the important part, is kicking off some conversation about it. Or yeah, Send it to your friends, right? You know, your friends like, oh, I want to build a sort of list. You'd be like, there you go. There's not only is this just the list written out, this is also an explanation of how it works. I think that's actually pretty important. So you've got the resource there. Make sure you use it. It's the only real fair thing to say.
Oh, yeah. It's really, really cool. Absolutely. On that note, I'd like to shout out old Sam, is it Sam Morgan? Schmorgan?
Yeah.
I loved your show the other, was it yesterday or the, no, Street
it's
Day
like,
8.
It was like 3 days ago, yeah.
I'm losing time, fuck. So Street Day 8, wasn't it, for you? Just really cracking little show, little list. I really enjoyed his description of list. He's much more articulate than me. Everyone listening to this, make sure you listen to that one. It's got some really good ideas for General Death.
Really good ideas. Mm. Yeah, I really, really liked it. I've been a big fan of the Death Riders Battalion for a long time for Nighthorn, but did not know it was able to be used in Mixed Death, which is exciting.
Yeah,
which opens up so many opportunities for some really cool modeling chances as well. Like, if you wanted to, that particular list that he did with the Vampire Lord and the Death Riders, sorry, the Ghoul King on Terrorgeist, yeah, and then the Death Riders, I was like, you can model that up so fun. You could replace all of the ghoul, you could replace all the wraiths with ghouls, or you could do similarly, you could replace, do a giant wraith on top of a wraithy sort of Terrorgeist. So you could just
The ghouls fit really well on the direwolves, because I've done that. Back in eighth, I converted up a Dark Riders. I had an all ghoul army, but it was like a death army, and I put the ghouls. They sit perfectly on the direwolves, and even their hands have got like little bones in them, and you can chop off the bottom of the bone and put that. And it looks like they're grabbing onto bones that are jutting out of the direwolves.
So, oh, that's fab.
Yeah, so that you could do that. that would look really cool. I know, yeah. Sam listens, because he messaged me to say thanks for the show. Every time I listen, my mind's buzzing with ideas, and I just like to reciprocate that thought, Sam. You've got my mind buzzing from your show the other day. It was really was that good.
Yeah, I think that's the best thing about the daily shows at the minute. The people who are having on are just blowing me away. I'm just like, you're all brilliant. You should all just be talking all the time. So, yeah, I'm really appreciating it. Darren, I'm really appreciating this as well. You got any final shout-outs you want to make? Anyone to say hi to?
Yeah, there is one.
Big loves.
A lovely chap, Rocco, your boy. He sent me, yeah. I love that name, over Twitter. He sent me a list, and I'm sorry that I'm not mentioning it through, but he does want me to shout out his gaming group, the Basement War Gamers. So a little shout out to them. Just know that Rocco, your boy, thinks the world of you. And by extension, I think the world of you. You must be good chaps. So a little shout out to the Basement War Gamers.
Oh, perfect. All right. Well, yeah, I don't have anyone to shout out apart from you, Darren, who is wonderful. And I am very lucky to talk to you on this weekly basis. I hope you are you going to try and maintain some positivity during this next week or so? It's going to be all right. Everything going to be okay?
Oh, me. Yeah, I'm positive by nature.
Oh. Are we going to get to see some more pictures put up online of your Seraphon as you get closer? What did you say, 18 to go?
Oh yeah, I'm going to try and get 9. I'm going to try and get the handlers done tonight. So yeah, very excited.
Okay. I'm into that. Good. All right. Well, positive.
What I keep doing is I keep making dinner, but making like extra portions, even though we're in a crisis. Because if my girlfriend eats enough food, she goes to sleep on the sofa. Damn, that's this is a big portion. Yeah, I know. Yeah, eat up. You can't waste it. You know, crisis. You fell asleep at 8:30 yesterday. That's when I got croak done.
Well, that's just hilarious at this stage. everyone should follow Darren's hobby tracker as he posts it up online and encourage him to get to that final hurdle. Which is fun. Just in case you do run out, though, Darren, you got any more to paint, just in case?
I've got a fuck ton of Swift Talk agents I could be doing.
Anything else?
And then, they'll take me ages. It takes me like 2 hours to do a single cavalryman. Fuck doing cavalry. Gee, it's such a ball ache, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I can't obviously go back and contrast it all, which is what I've been doing with Seraphon, because I'm halfway through my Kevin Hawks.
What's your experience with the contrast paints?
Oh, so I initially, when they came out and I saw people using them, I thought, these are awful. These are just ugly. This is just lazy, lazy, lazy. Even though I've got a condition where my eyes weep a lot.
Yeah.
You've probably seen me wiping my eyes a great deal if you spent any time with me. It's not because I'm crying, because you're beautiful, although you are. I've got some problem with my ducts, and it's linked to sort of stress, etc. So when I paint, it's really fucking difficult, because you're lent over, aren't you, trying to concentrate, and then your eyes go all sort of gooey. So I find painting really stressful, really fucking stressful, to the point where I'll get halfway through an army, or probably 10% through an army. I just get pissed off and stop. That's why I borrow so many armies, because it just takes me a long, long time to paint an army. But with these contrast paints, I'm just fucking knocking them out of the park. I got croak done in an hour and a half. I got my astrolith done in an hour. I got 10 skinks done in an hour. You know, I can bear that. I can have an hour of having to wipe my eyes constantly and being pissed off if at the end of it, I've got 10 models done. I feel great. And they don't look, I mean, they look shit, but they don't look fucking awful.
Well, I did a show today with Alex, One Arm Alex, Alex Jones, Alex Ghost Arm, all those different names. I just don't say Alex Jones in case obviously people think I mean the conspiracy nutter. That'd be a fun show though. But we did an entire show today, which will be the podcast you'll have listened to before this, if you were listening in order. And we were chatting away about getting stuff done, and something he said today has really struck home with me for my own hobby, especially in these times, is just do a unit at a time. Just get it done. Like, get one unit done, start to finish. Where previously I'd be like, right, I'll do all of these 80 blue horrors, and then I'll do, you know, and then if that doesn't work for you, do a model at a time. Because the sense of achievement you get when you're like, yeah, that's done, that'll do. Are you feeling that same thing? You're like, I've got him done, I feel great.
I agree with that, yeah, 100%. And he's an inspiration, isn't he? Here's me pissing and moaning about weepy eyes. Got one fucking arm, and he absolutely knocks it out of the park. Have you seen? You seen his city's army? Ah, oh, glorious!
All of his armies, are incredibly good.
Absolutely right.
He's super talented. Yeah, it's amazing. And he commission paints, which is I can't even paint for myself, let alone paint for other people. So,
He's got incredible. A glorious doggo as well.
Yes, he has got a glorious doggo. Absolutely, big love to all of the doggos in the world right now. Darren, should we head off? Should we make it?
It's supposed to be short and sharp, and I'm waffling on. Thank you ever so much, lovely. Thanks for your time.
It's a pleasure. As always, follow the links below. Thank you all for listening. Big love to Darren. And as always, Darren,
enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself.